On Tuesday, local housing and homelessness was on the agenda as council received the county's first ever housing and homelessness plan. The plan itself is a living document written in the context of the current federal national housing strategy. Among other elements, it includes a historical and current review of housing in the county as influenced by government policy and market forces, as well as a five-year plan to remedy the local affordable housing crisis. As well, the report highlights that a full 30% of county residents are now deemed low income in terms of their ability to afford either market real estate or rentals, and that local homelessness has risen by 40% over the past 3 years. As well, in her introductory remarks to the plan, Ellis Ziegler, Housing Programs and Services Assistant, stated that rental evictions have grown exponentially since the beginning of the pandemic. Kathy Kennedy, who was present to comment on the plan on behalf of the Prince Edward Learning Center, stressed the need for emergency shelter and emergency support services with the following statistics.
We are seeing unprecedented numbers of PEC residents sleeping on couches, living in tents, in their cars, sleeping in doorways, and sometimes in motels supported through Palace or the Salvation Army. In 2022, over 10% of people who used our income tax filing program were without housing or about to lose their housing. 31% of the 550 people who filed taxes had secure and affordable housing, not the majority. 10% of students in our Inspire program for youth employment experienced homelessness while in the program. We're supporting youth while they're living in their cars, on other people's couches, or living with partners or families who are dangerous or abusive. And these are bright, hopeful, creative, and resilient young people who manage to, with immense struggle, participate in employment training despite the lack of a very basic need. At the end of March, we were in contact with 17 people who were without housing or at risk of losing their housing. This last week, it was 7 people. Here's what we hear every day. I need to do something to get arrested so I can have a place to stay. I'm scared of going to shelters in Belleville or Kingston. It's not safe for me. They're full and they don't take people from outside.
Chuck Dowdle, Director of Housing for the County, in response to council inquiry, stated that up to 3 potential housing projects are being planned that will be eligible for funding from the newly increased Prince Edward, Lennox, and Addington Social Services budget. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.